Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello. You know, guys, I was reading an abiding the other day, and I was reading a Second Peter, and I couldn't get past the first verse.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't get past the first verse, but 2 Peter chapter 1, the word says that Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Mm. I just love this. Verse 2, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You're talking about grace and peace be yours in abundance. Let me tell you something. God wants to pour out his grace and his peace upon you. And you start realizing how much that you've been living outside of the grace of God. Mm-hmm. You need God's grace. You need God's grace because God's called you to live a life beyond what you can do in your own strength.
Yeah, which is very limiting.
Very limited. I mean, you can fool yourself and you can, you know, and men have accomplished great things. But I think about how much more and what they can do if they relied fully on the grace that God wants to lavish. And so much is done or not done because of the calculations. I mean, how many calculations? Well, I can do that. I can't do that. I can do this. I can't do that. Well, how much? And, well, you know, and calculating and calculating and calculating. And it's like, where is God in all this? Mm-hmm. Are you relying on yourself, your resources? Who you know, your past experiences, or are you relying on God and his grace? And we must get it in our mind that we are nothing. We're nothing apart from Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, we're nothing. And his grace is about him. It's not about us. You know, if I'm not crying out for his supernatural empowerment, right? If you're not crying out for supernatural empowerment, then you're living out of your own personal empowerment. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. If you're everything you're doing is in your own strength, and you're not crying out for God, I need your help, I need your grace, I need your supernatural empowerment and favor on my life, that means that your default setting, which is get up and go, and I'm doing everything in my own strength. And one of the reasons why things become so overwhelming, they become so burdensome, they become so fearful, is because you're living in your own strength. You're allowing the fear and the daunting tasks to overtake you. Well, let me tell you something. If you belong to God, he's going to call you to do things that blow your mind. This is what we do every day.
Yeah,
we're truly living in the grace because we don't have the ability to do that. And when we live in the grace, God lavishes. He lavishes his grace on us, and we can do great things for him because our eyes are off of ourselves and our eyes are completely upon the Lord, and we are completely dependent upon him. See, the grace of God requires humility. Humility is a prerequisite to have the grace of God. If you're not humble, which is total dependency upon God and respect for other people, you can't have grace. Why? Because the Word of God tells us that God resists the proud but gives grace to the
humble.
The humble. You got to be humble.
Requirement.
It's a requirement. And God says, okay, you've humbled yourself. It's not about you. Mm-hmm. You're crying out. Here's grace.
Right.
Here's supernatural empowerment and enablement for you to do what there was no way for you to be able to do. And if you're living a life that's so close to the edge, to the shore, that you can do everything, then evaluate it. Evaluate it, because you're probably not doing much. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the truth. If you're living close to the edge, everything that's manageable, everything that you can do on your own, then you're not really in the deep.
Right.
You've got it all under control. Mm-hmm. All two things.
You got to figure it out.
All two things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, both of them.
But if you want to do great things for God, you got to go out in the deep. Mm-hmm. You got to go way where the water's way over your head. And all you can do is trust in the Lord. And this is a revelation that the church's first apostles had. I mean, almost every letter in the New Testament, all the letters begin with grace.
Yeah.
Grace. Grace. They understood it. They got it. That you need grace. And here Peter's telling us, may grace and peace be yours in abundance. There's an overflowing grace that's available to us. And oftentimes, you know, when we don't have a peace about a situation, oftentimes it's a clear indication that we've taken on way too much in our own strength. There's an agitation. We're stressed. Well, why? Because we're just doing it on our own. It's just time to pull on over and say, God, Lord, I repent. Mm-hmm. I repent. I picked this thing up and I'm doing it on my own and I'm running with this thing and you're trying to force it to comply and bend it and twist it, and it's just not happening it because I'm doing it all on my own. Mm-hmm. But we can repent and say, you know what, God, help me, empower me.
Yeah, I can tell you how many times I've had to do that. It's so easy to get caught up in the moment. You're stressing. Yeah. Things are falling apart around you. And you just got to shake yourself and say, okay, all right, stop. Lord, I'm sorry.
That's
right. I repent. Forgive me. God, I need your grace. I need your help right now.
That's right.
And it's amazing how many times he's come through.
Yeah.
He's just looking for some humility, you know?
Yeah.
It's not anything else.
And you got to remember that your life is not your story. Your life is God's story. Mm-hmm. It's God's story. Don't mess it up.
Yeah.
Don't mess up God's story, because he wants to use you and say, look, I didn't do this on my own.
That's right.
It's God's grace that did this. He's telling a story through you. But if you start picking it up, then you're messing up his story.
Yeah. He's looking for vessels he can manifest his glory, not your glory.
Exactly.
His glory. And if you're all caught up in your own stuff, in your own head.
That's right.
He's nowhere around.
That's right. That's right. Everything in God has everything to do with what he can do through us, not what we can do through him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think about that. It's not about what we can do through God. It's about what God can do through us.
Yeah.
And if you get it twisted, you're always constantly running around doing stuff saying, God, I need you to bless this. I need you to bless this. And God, would you bless this? And it's like, it should be the other way around. We want to do whatever God is blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So God, help me to find your will in this. God, I submit these plans and all this type of stuff to what you're doing and how I can flow in that. You know, he's in charge. You know, he calls the shots. We just don't need to mess it up. We just don't need to mess it up. And I think about Nehemiah. Mm. I think about the favor of the Lord. I think about, it's all about God's unmerited favor on our life. That's what the grace is. Grace is two things. It's God's unmerited favor. We don't deserve it, but it's all of God's goodness. Just say, bam, here, it's yours. It's just this beautiful grace gift. Mm-hmm. And it's the hookup. I call it the spiritual hookup. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's biblical, you know, just work with me, but God hooks you up with his favor. And the second part is God's supernatural empowerment, his enablement on your life to do what there's no way you could do it, but somehow you're doing it. And I think about Nehemiah. I think about how he was distraught and broken. And Nehemiah 2, that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the gates of the city were burned down. And he's distraught. And he's the cupbearer of the king. And the king says, listen, why are you so sad? What's going on with you? I know you're not ill. And he says, how can I be happy, basically? How can I be excited when Jerusalem, the walls are broken down? And so he starts talking. The king says, what's going on? And and he asked for favor, basically. Yeah. You know, he wanted to go and rebuild the walls, and the king says, how long is this going to take? And
right.
he started talking. He says, okay, granted. And this is what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah says, because the gracious hand of the Lord.
Nehemiah
says that because the gracious hand of the Lord is upon me, the king granted my requests, gave him letters, gave him wood, every single thing. Listen, Nehemiah was a cupbearer. He wasn't a man. He was holding a cup of wine and saying, here you go, king. But because he moved in the grace of God, in the favor of God, in the empowerment of God, God's hand was upon him. And the king granted all his requests. Don't mess up God's story. Cry out for the grace of God.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is it lawful to terminate an employee for religious discussions in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son was doing an internship for school with the probation office, and he was with a probation officer the other day, and they started talking about the Bible and things like that. And when he got back to the office, the guy that's the head of the program told him that he was going to have to let him go out of the program because he can't speak of those things.
Well, you know, you cannot be terminated from a position, whether it's an internship or employment, because of your religious beliefs or what you've said about a religious topic, as long as it's not disruptive to the workplace. But I also want to get in touch with you, your son, and let's get our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice involved in this, and we're going to get you some direct help.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It's time. Come on. It's time to follow God. It's time to read his word and do what it says. Listen, there's grace for that. There's mercy for that. I mean, walking with God, there's nothing more exciting than to be the church. Yes, the truth is, if the church doesn't grasp this revelation, we may lose our own country.
Right.
We may lose this freedom that God's given us. But lose it or not lose it. Listen, let me tell you something. The church is across the world. Every form of government is in all those different nations and the nation that you're in. But listen, the kingdom of God continues on no matter what. It's time to read the word and do what it says. Do you know, that's what Vine Fellowship Network does. Mm-hmm. You know, we just believe what God says and we begin to do it. You know, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches, you know, led by pastors and that maybe you have inside of you, Lord's calling you to plant a church. You know, maybe in your city that you're called, you feel like the Lord's calling you to be able to plant a church. But guess what? That's not wrong to be able to advance the kingdom and share the gospel of Jesus Christ in your city. But you need to be connected, rightly related. You need to be have other brothers and sisters standing with you and to be trained, make disciples, teach them to obey all my teachings, Jesus said. You know, VFNU, we have everything available for you if we are for you. If God's calling you to relate to us, that's Vine Fellowship Network, or Vine Fellowship Network, or VFNFamily.org, VFNFamily.org. Listen, that is not wrong what you're seeking to do, but you got to make sure it can't be just done any old way. You have to do it in a way that you're covered and rightly related, and you have people standing with you who understand that this is a God thing. This is what he wants, to go into all the world and preach the good news of the kingdom. And those who believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey all my commandments. Check it out, VFNFamily.org, VFNFamily.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
What we want to talk about in the original intent, our awesome Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love this country. You know, I'm setting up my office, and I got surprised when you come to my office, Pat.
You have an office?
I have an office.
Oh, my goodness.
I have an office in the home there. And I'm putting in this nice flag that I have, and I've got, when I set this thing up, American flag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really nice though. It's you know, what do you call those things?
A case.
Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Folded up.
Actually, it was my dad's when.
Oh, okay.
And I have it in a nice, beautiful case. But I just love this country. We're getting ready. This July 4th, celebrating Independence Day right around the corner. I love this time, and it's always time to remember. When you see everything happening around the world, and you see all these countries, and all this strife, and all this stuff that's happening, you say, "Man, we are blessed. Mm-hmm. We are blessed to live in this nation, and we're seeing so many things right now." In this country, that is alarming. It's makes you say, my goodness, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
And we are in danger, like in no other generation before now, of losing, believe it or not, key components, if you will, mm-hmm. of our Constitution. It is being attacked on every single side, and it's mm-hmm. amazing what can happen in one generation if we don't stay informed, plugged in, and treasure the things that we do have. I don't like that statement when people say you don't know what you have until you lose it. I mean, that's silly. Why don't you know what you have? Why do you have to lose something before you know what you have? I don't understand that.
Right.
I don't understand that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I said this once, I said it a lot, and really try to implement it in my life as much as I can, that Proverbs tells us that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways and just thinks. I mean, there's time for meditative thinking and praying about life and about what we're doing and what's going on. You can't be so busy that you're not thinking about your neighbor, your nation, your community, your involvement, what role God wants you to play. And I think about a great president that we've had in our nation. We've had a lot of good ones. We have had some not good ones. We've had some good ones. And I want you to listen to President Ronald Reagan as he shares and delivers just a brief word on the Constitution. Listen up.
What we in America take for granted is something that's rare in history and all too remarkable on this globe, the Earth. The United States is the world's oldest democratic government. And at my age, when I tell you something is the oldest in the world, you can take my word for it. I'm probably talking from personal experience. And it's not just that our government is the oldest of its kind, but that it's based on the world's most revolutionary political idea. You can see that concept in the very first line of our Constitution. And it begins with three simple words. We the people. In other countries, in their constitutions, they all have constitutions, and I've read a great many of them, those other ones. And the difference is so small, but it's found in those three words, because their constitutions are documents by the governments telling the people what they can do. And in our country, our constitution is by the people, and it tells the government what it can do. And only those things listed in the Constitution and nothing else can government do. So in America, it is the people who are in charge. And one day you will be those people.
In America, it is the people who are in charge.
Mm. Wow.
It's the people. It's not that other countries don't have a constitution. They have constitutions. But like he said, their constitutions are filled with what the government can do for the people, as opposed to what the people tell the government.
That's right.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this is that when a people become, what's the word here? When the people come, I guess, lazy or not
complacent.
Involved, complacent. When they become complacent and they don't get involved in the process, it's like, okay, government, just here you go. Do everything for me. Do everything for me. I don't have to be involved. That's not a good recipe. And mm-hmm. right now what you're seeing is heavy, heavy government involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And people would love to see that more. And there's a notion, there's an ideology out there that the government knows best. They want to tell you what to do with your children, how to educate them, all this type of stuff. And it's like, no. We have a constitution that is by the people and for the people. And it's what's really kept this country together, to think that every 4 to 8 years, well, every 4 years, we have an election for the president of the United States. And if he gets reelected, then there's a transition that occurs every reelected. There's a transition that occurs, you know, in the eighth year because he was served two terms. But it's always amazing to see, and we can take this for granted in America, that we have such a smooth transition of government. Mm-hmm. I mean, this doesn't happen in other countries. You know, before the election, 9 months to a year, I mean, it is all out, you know, divided, and they're going at it, and it can get ugly at times. Mm-hmm. And it trickles down to every fiber in you know, every person in the country, because at that time, many people are just involved and engaged in choosing our next leader. But it's amazing that once the president is elected, I mean, a lot of that just goes to the wayside. And we say, that is our president. That the people have spoken, that is our president. And as believers, we're to pray for all of our leaders, that it may go well with us. But you have in other countries, when leaders get elected, it means nothing. They want to overthrow, and they want to take it down, and it's, you know, all these chaotic things that happen. And one of the things that we want to do on VFN Radio is just really remember the Constitution. Well, it took us some time to get updated and relearn and learn some things. We encourage you to be a part of this journey with us. Be a part of this journey with us. You're going to be hearing us talk more and more about the Constitution, about our founding documents, our founding fathers, the intention. And I'm telling you that if we can get this, if we can reclaim this, we may have a chance here. We may have a chance of preserving this great nation. But I'm telling you, it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us. And everywhere that I have been going, I've been having conversations and these interactions with people. We talked about yesterday, if you missed this, the title of yesterday's segment is called Love on a Senior Citizen Today. But when you talk to seniors today, I mean, I see such great sadness when I talk to them and they mention the state of our country. But I mean, it really is alarming when you talk to them, because they remember a country that was not like what we're seeing today. Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that. When you hear the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, delivering that address, I mean, he was holding the bar. He was saying it the way it was. Mm-hmm. And we need more of us that know the Constitution to speak about the Constitution and really to help educate and share this knowledge with others. Because if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, all right.
You don't know. But we have a great nation. Mm-hmm. July the 4th is coming, Independence Day. We want to remember. We want to remember the freedoms why we have this great nation.
That's right.
And don't make it this year just about hot dogs and hamburgers
fireworks.
Yeah. But really talk to your children. Talk to your family about it. Talk to your neighbors. Get on out there. Put out your flag. And get everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
Get everybody involved. Because we have a nation that has been in the past a nation that's tried its very best to honor God. And now we've seen such a dishonoring of the last, you know, decades of the Lord. But this country has sent out so many missionaries, more missionaries than any country has ever sent out. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to be the light of the world, not because America is just great, it's because we've honored God, because we've put God at the forefront. We need revival in this country. We need a great awakening, and we're believing and praying for this great awakening. It's going on in South Africa right now. And listen, you can catch this. You know, you catch VFN Radio in a 24-hour loop, but we have also added the third hour, the Great Awakening. Don't forget that. This mm-hmm. is every single day now happening in South Africa, Tungar. and the glory of God is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are being touched. People are being saved. And listen, we want the wave to come over. Come on. Come on over to the United States. We want more Lord. We want it. We want it. And we're believing for it. And we're praying for it. And let's cry out to God and say, God, save America. Save America. Save us. Help us to be that beacon of light that shines the light of the gospel all around the world. Mm. I mean, we found out that when the Jews were expelled, who knew that they gave money to Christopher Columbus to find them a place? Mm-hmm. Or that the Puritans came on over looking for a place where they can worship. Mm-hmm. This is what America was founded on. A place where people can seek God. We want to get back. We want to get back to the original intent so that we can have a great nation that glorifies the Lord and continue to be the light. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today. Just Fish and Grits. If you're in the mood for some good southern cooking, visit Just Fish and Grits today. To dine in or to take out, you can have your meal on the go. It is good. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Cordova Lanes. The weather is changing. You want to do something indoors? Bring the family in. In Pensacola, right behind Cordova Mall, visit Cordova Lanes, where nobody gets benched. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, when I'm sitting here thinking about, the Lord, our God, that when he was with his people, we could read the word of God, and he shows us, he demonstrated his ability to provide for his people in the wilderness. The first thing he did when he delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery was to take them in a place that they had to totally see that he was going to provide for them no matter what. They were surrounded by conditions with no water and no provision, and they just had to trust God. They had to abide with God. And think about that. And God demonstrated his ability to meet their needs despite what was going on in their economy, in their ecology, with their environment, with the heat and the weather and all that. As a matter of fact, listen to Brother John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, and I'll be right back.
And the other day, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, tell the church, son, when you get back up to preach, he said, tell the church that these things are going to get worse. He said, but tell them, for those that will live by my word, it'll have no effect on them whatsoever. He said, it'll have no effect on them. And what the Holy Spirit here is saying is, even though the economy, like what prophets are saying right now, is that there may be some states in the United States that might be not friendly toward Israel, or they might be real liberal, and they're going to start suffering financially. And there might be other states in the United States that loves Israel and loves God, and they're a God-fearing state, and they have a good governor and good legislature, and they're trying to please God, and they're just going to prosper and get all kinds of new businesses and everything. The Holy Spirit said, just as that's working like sheep states and goat states in the United States, he said the same thing's going to happen in a city, that whoever tithes and obeys me and loves me and serves me, I will pour out my favor on them and my blessings upon them. And nothing can thwart my blessings on these people. They're going to be a demonstration to everyone around them what it means to be a child of God. So I want to encourage you right now in Jesus' name, God is about to bless your socks off right under the devil's nose.
That's so encouraging. That's exactly what, you know, that God's been sharing with us. That's what we're hearing from Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries, and those are hearing from the Lord. Listen, don't panic. You're about to be a sign. You're about to be a wonder if you're abiding with God. Jesus said very specifically in John 15, 5 through 7, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, or abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. think about this. He says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. Just like God provided for Israel in the wilderness, the manna that came down in the morning, the shade, and when everybody else is hot, they were covered. God's going to take care of you if you stick with God. You begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to abide with him, you want to begin to abide with him. You know Jesus, but you want to abide, learn how. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today. Listen, if you're walking in obedience and abiding with the Lord, hearing his voice, relating to him, he's got you covered. That's iabide.org. I want to encourage you, you know, if you feel like you had a call on your life, you feel like you just want to get closer to God, you're ready to get a better perspective, a deeper perspective, you just want to walk with God, you know, you want to be close to him, you want to love God and love others and lead others to the same. You know, it's so important to learn the ways of God. It's so important to not just, you know, give your heart to God, which is ultimately important, but then you have to learn his ways. He says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciple. The dangerous thing about not learning his ways will end up following some ways that are not his ways. And eventually we could be led astray. Don't be led astray. You can register today for VFNU.org. It's Vine Fellowship Network University. If you feel like you're called into leadership, you feel like you want to go deeper in God. And also join us at the VFN family, you know, VFNfamily.org. Find out if that's for you. Find out if you're called to connect with and relate with believers who are abiding with God and just desire to follow God in that. But it's a VFNU for VFN University, VFNU.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
If you have not yet heard It Ain't Over, you need to listen to that because I think you can see it on VFN TV. I know you can see it on VFN TV. But you can see also, I believe, on the app. You need to be encouraged because when God does his best work, when in the natural sense, it looks like it's over. Because men quite often have to have their back against the proverbial wall before they'll say, this is God. You know, we have a tendency, as God told Gideon, nope, you got too many people because you'll take credit for it and you'll write books how you did it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to narrow you down to, I don't know, 300. To deliver a nation. Really? I mean, think about that. I mean, first of all, I mean, quite often, you know, the reluctant leader, right? Mighty man of valor. He's sitting
Are you looking at my notes?
Are you looking at that moment? Actually, I did. And it's just like the reluctant leader. And he's hiding in a wine press, just trying to survive, eking out a living. And God says, well, that's what I want to use, the weakest and the least. And
it's in the Bible.
Oh, it's in the
That's cool.
The black box was in my notes. No. He even wrote my notes in his journal.
Yeah. Oh, imagine that.
So anyway, it's really a reluctant leader. A reluctant leader. And he is trying to eke out a living. He's hiding. He's hiding from just, you know, you got to focus in some environments. You just got to focus to do the mundane things because everything is against everybody doing what they got to do. And all of a sudden, an angel shows up and says, you know, mighty man of valor. And he's looking around. He's going like, what? Are you looking for a church or something? You know, he's like, you know, right now I'm just beating some wheat here in this wine press. There wasn't even wine in it. He's like a weed in the wine press. And because, you know, that way you're like in a pool, so nobody can see. You're hidden on every side. And so God chooses this reluctant leader like he did for, you know, so he's always done. And he's the weakest and the least. He finally gets his courage up after wet, dry, dry, wet, dry, all the different confirmations that he needed. He got close to those that he was going to deliver from. Mm-hmm. and he heard them speak. And it's so interesting. That's happened to me, you know, many times. And you hear the very ones prophesy to you what God has already told you in your spirit. And you're going like, whoa, amazing.
Amazing.
Anyway, and so, but... So he gets ready to go, and all these thousands of people are just like, he blows the horn, he gets on, you know, radio, TV, gets on the internet, whatever he's got to do, and he just shouts out, and all these people come, and you think like, man, we're going to do this thing, man. Mm-hmm. We're going to got thousands of people. We're going to, you know, we're going to do this thing. You know, the reluctant leader is leading. And then reluctantly, God starts sending them away. Mm. You know, long story short, every one of them but 300 stayed. Because God was saying, you still got too many. You're going to have to do this whole thing when you're back against the wall. Because if you don't do this whole thing when you're back against the wall, you're going to go tell people or people around you are going to say that you did it and I didn't do it. And the whole issue, the reason why you're in the predicament that you're in right now, why you're in a wine press, is because everybody's forgotten about me. Mm. It's not that I haven't been doing it, but they just don't realize I'm doing it. And they think they're the ones that have to eke this thing out. But if they would have turned back to me, I'd bless the harvest of their field and hold back the Midianites, the strife in their life. But because of that, I've got to do this thing with your back against the wall. Mm-hmm. And I had to choose a reluctant leader. I had to choose a reluctant leader whose back was against the wall from the time that he was born. And then I had to narrow you down to 300 people who would listen to the reluctant leader, because if I didn't, as you can see my story, Gideon would say, as I died and went on to be with the Lord, they worshiped my clothes. They worshiped my ephod. The tendency of human nature is not to worship God. The sin nature part of us is to worship things and stuff and ideas and concepts and men's strengths and men's wisdom versus God's awesomeness and his love. And they even began to worship his ephod that he wore. God knows us. And so when your back's against the wall and God's calling you to do something and you're struggling with reluctantly thinking, I'm not the one. You know, Moses was stuttering, but God, I can't do this. You know, and God chose the reluctant leader Moses to do it. Think about it. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's where God does his best work. I mean, it is not over when finally, when enough people see that your nation's back's against the wall, when America sees there are backs against the wall, realize that's when God begins to part water and begins to show himself and rain down manna and pillars of fire and pillars of smoke and signs and wonders and provision, and all these things begin to happen, and nobody can say anything but God did this.
That's right.
It's kind of like a rebooting of the reality of our Creator and what he created. Mm. So I just want to encourage you, if you haven't yet heard, it ain't over till it's over, you need to understand that. Understand that God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. The things that are not to nullify the things that are. If you keep trying to be something, you can't be used by God. But if you stay nothing and stay faithful to God, then God can use you. You're not worried about losing a reputation that you don't have.
That's right.
You're not worried about looking better than you are because you already know how better you're not. You know, you're just dependent on God and you're obeying God. You're not reluctant in the context of rebelling against God. You have no problem with somebody else. If God says, okay, somebody else, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And you would even support the person who was doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, that's just so wonderful. Anything you need from me, you just let me know. I'll be there right there with you. And so I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. If you haven't yet gone to VFN TV, you can see it on your app too, I believe, the VFN TV app. It ain't over till God says it's over. And understand that, you know, America's not there yet. We have a few more steps to take where we quit turning to Washington, quit turning to concepts, ideas, and schemes, and start turning back to God and his word. And you'll be surprised, you know, we want to have unity, Christ-centered unity in the church, and the church is actually people, not buildings and organizations. But once we all turn back to God and his word, we're automatically unified because we're actually walking in one spirit with one Lord, one word, one way. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a complicated thing, but it's real complicated to have Christ-centered unity when, you know, half the bunch, 82% of the bunch are not even in the word. Mm. And Christ is the word. So if you're not in the word, operating by the word, believing the word, then how can somebody who is unify with you?
You know, we can have breakfast and do things, but the truth is, you know, how can two walk together unless they agree?
Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
And so I just want to encourage you that maybe that's your personal situation. Maybe you just lost your job. Maybe, you know, your boss told you got two more weeks to work. You know, maybe your child has just come and bared some news to you that just shattered your heart. Maybe, you know, you have a spouse that just says, I'm out of here. You know, maybe you just got a report from a doctor that's just put a chill up your spine, and all of a sudden your entire world is the way you see things. Things have changed. You know, maybe you've lost all your retirement. You know, maybe you're thinking the kids that you always loved, now that you're coming to the age of that you can't really do for yourself, you're finding out that they didn't really care and they're just doing for themselves and not you. And they see you as a walking around investment in their future, not them investing in you. I mean, all these different things. I don't encourage you that if you turn to God, I'm telling you, God is your defender. I mean, you need to listen to the wisdom moment this week. I don't know what we titled it on the torch, but God will defend you. He will defend you. If you won't defend yourself, if you'll just trust God in the context of that, he'll even rise up in defense of the poor. He'll even defend the poor. And he will defeat those who are trying to defeat you. I just want to encourage you. The best time in the world for you to see God move is when your back is against the wall.
You know, so true what you're saying. I was actually abiding in the same scripture, and what the Lord showed me is that we live in such a blessed land. There's so much abundance. There's so many resources everywhere you go. It's pretty hard to struggle here in America. You can go to any place and find an abundance of food. You can find medication at almost any corner, you know, drugstore. They even have drugstores in the food chains. And so it's completely blessed. And what we find with Gideon is that they were under major oppression. You know, Israel was blessed, but they left the blessing. They left the blesser. They were happy to get the blessing, but then they took off with God's blessing and were absolutely oppressed by the Midians.
Yeah.
Then they ravished the land. There was more, they were like locusts everywhere.
You know what that word Midian means? It means strife. How many people are living in marital strife, family strife, strife in America, where you look, there's strife at the church, strife, right? It looks like the Midianites are everywhere, right?
Everywhere. And so, you know, they're crying out to God. They're crying out for deliverance. God sends them Gideon. And then Gideon, you know, he has all these men to go fight with him. They're going to take back the land. They're going to bring back and restore what God gave them. And he boils them down. I mean, just that group got smaller and smaller. They had 22,000 that left because they were fearful. Then they had 10,000. And then he said, listen, they're drinking water differently. I want you to separate them. And he was left with 300.
He was like using the things that they went through to help separate them out, the journey. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Some people say, well, why are these? What's happening? It's like, no, the journey will separate those. God will draw people close and he'll separate people. He knows what he's doing and he knows the number, what it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for so long in America, we've leaned on our strength. It's like, we didn't lean on God. He got them down to 1% of what he actually had to start out with, 1%. And it's like, you know, 1% with God is always so much better than 100% without him. And God wants to show us that no matter what we're going through, not to have confidence in our ability, our resources, our things, the stuff, but to have confidence in God and God alone. They had 1% to take on this army, and God did it. And so be encouraged today. We've been sharing with you that 1% with God is always far greater than 100% without him. You can only do this. You can only do this with God. You can't do it apart from him. It's time for us to get off everything that we've been leaning on, everything we've been trusting in, all the resources, and say, God, it's all about you, and we're going to trust you to bring this to pass.
That's exactly right.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we We dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. And he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there, as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing, and that's saying, well, do this, and people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the multiply, it's the multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe vinefellowshipnetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples. Isn't it so cool? All of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it. Right. When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook. You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Yeah. Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
It's so important, you know, to get wisdom. You know, it's the 25th of the month, and we want to make sure that that we cover ourselves with wisdom, because you got to have, you know, wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. And right now we need to know what to do with what we know. And we're having all this news given to us, but we need to know what to do with the news we know. And you do that through wisdom, hearing, you know, what God has to say about it, God's word. And since it's the 25th of the month, we always go to the corresponding chapter in Proverbs, and it's the so we go to the 25th chapter in Proverbs, and here we are. It's Proverbs 25:2. That's the proverb for today, and it reads, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of kings." Think about it. It's the glory of God. No, think about it. It's the awesomeness of God to hide a matter, to conceal it, to keep it kind of tucked away.
And it is the glory of a king to search it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're living in a culture today that no longer sees much value in searching a matter out.
Yeah.
What once was considered, you know, an art, a skill, an important quality of one's life to thrive, to be able to search a matter out, has turned into something like a Google search, mm-hmm. a search engine, allowing corporations, and that's what that is, to already have things searched out for you,
mm-hmm.
which means there's no glory for you.
Right.
It's almost like the corporations are taking your glory.
Because
it's the glory of God to hide a matter, and he is king of kings. Know you not that you are kings and priests, a nation of kings and priests, and we're talking to the church here, that you're supposed to search things out.
Mm-hmm.
To think about having to do legwork, invest time and resources in searching out a matter, seems so obsolete today. But does that mean that the glory that once was men's are now corporations, businesses? Mm-hmm. I'll let them just tell me what to think. Tell me what to think. What was once the glory of men and women is now turned into possibly the glory of business. In Jeremiah 29:13, you know, God's word tells us, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Listen, you can't Google God. You're not going to find, I mean, you can find a scripture. You could probably find some research or something like that, but you're not going to Google, you're not going to, you know, Yahoo your way to a relationship with God. You're not going to intellectually find God. You're going to have to do the legwork. If we talk about abiding, we're saying, listen, go after God. When you read the Song of Solomon, he's kind of explaining to us that relationship where I am my beloved is mine, and she's waiting for her bridegroom to come, and all of a sudden she's getting preparing herself and getting herself set up, and all of a sudden he starts to come in, and he starts to part open her door a little bit to come into her room, but then he closes the door and he just leaves, and all of a sudden she goes, where did he go?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he go? And then she begins to run in the streets, and she's getting beat up, and people are stealing her stuff, and she's seeking them out. Where have you seen my beloved? Have you seen him? Have you seen him? And what's happening is, God is revealing his glory. He's hiding himself, and he's wanting us to come after him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loving relationship. And he's going to reveal more and more of himself to you if you'll actually do the legwork, if you'll just wake up, church, and go after God. If you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. It's your glory to go after him, to search him out. It's not a negative thing. It's not, oh, I've got to go read two chapters and do it. No, it's not about that. It's like, listen, you're searching him out. You're meditating on his word. Listen, it's your glory to search him out, and it's his glory to hide himself from you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Tenney wrote a book called God Chasers. It's about being a God chaser. Mm-hmm. And look, everything in society right now that you're seeing through the agendas and all is about not only don't chase after God, but remove his name. And the next generation won't even know that there's a God to chase if we don't tell them about God.
Mm. As my deer pants for water, right? As a deer pants for water, my soul longs for you.
As a
there's
deer,
a panting involved.
Yes.
There's a searching. There's a running after.
As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul, what I think, what I want, what I feel, pants after you. Listen, it's kind of unusual in our culture to understand this, because it's so easy just to get information, and corporations have, there's people actually searching these matters out, and they're putting in logarithms and some different mathematical equations. So you can just type in a word in a search engine, and it's going to give you some potential, you know, things that you're looking for. And it's going to reveal some research for you that you're going to read, mm-hmm. but you understand that human beings had to actually put that together at some point. You know, and God's saying, listen, that's not going to replace you personally having a relationship with me. You're going to have to do the legwork here. That's when we talk about abiding with him.
Mm-hmm. Or eating another man's groceries, right?
Yeah, or eating another man's groceries. And so, You know, when you go to iabide.org, you're going to find out what we're saying is seek God, go after God. God's hiding. He's not going to just go, here I am. Here's 100% of me. You know, take me. Okay, whatever you want to do. I mean, it's not what he's going to do. He's awesome. He's ever revealing. Imagine having like 50, 60 veils over God's face. And every time he pulls another veil off his face, you know, all these angels go, whoa, awesome, holy, worthy. And he's just like, you're just overtaken with him. And you think, oh my goodness, that was just, and then he pulls another one off. It's like, oh my, oh, and you're like, holy, worthy is God. I mean, when you go after him, he reveals himself to you. Listen, the enemy has stole this revelation from much of the church today, but I'm telling you, I'm giving it back to you that says, listen, it's the glory of God to hide a matter. Mm-hmm. To kind of tuck himself away to see if you'll come after him. Yes, he did draw near to you, and then he pulled away. You know why? Not because you've done something wrong. Don't listen to the devil. He pulled away to see if you'd come after him. To see if you'd come after him. You know, when you're a father and you're going talking to your little boy or little girl, and they say they're playing on the floor with their blocks or whatever they're playing with, you know, and the father says to the little boy, he says, hey, I'm going to the store. Do you want to go with me? And the father, the little boy, if he wants to be with the father, he just drops his blocks and goes. But if he doesn't want to be with the father, and he'd rather be with the blocks, he says, well, what are you going to get?
Where are you going?
We going to do? And you know what I'm saying? The father knows, never mind.
Where are you going?
Just stay with your blocks, son. Stay with your blocks because you didn't want to be with me. And what God wants to know is he'll take care of us. He'll give us the things that we need to be able to survive in life. The question he has for, he's asking us, is will you search me out? Will you quit reading your word, my Bible, religiously, he would say, my word religiously, and start reading it relationally. Begin to look and search me out. Search me out in the word, and I'll reveal myself. The word is active. It's living. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates. You know, the attitudes of your heart, the thoughts and intents. Mm-hmm. I mean, and God's going to speak to you. And as you search the scriptures and abide with him, he's going to reveal. You draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Listen, today's wisdom moment is so important because everybody's trying to take this away from you. And you can't Google God. Proverbs 25:2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter, it's the glory of King.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. The Coffee House. If you're looking for a great cup of coffee in a warm setting and nice leather chairs, they even have a fireplace. Freshly made sandwiches. Also, if you're looking for a place to meet or business meetings, they have a great place for you. Go visit them today. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.